The Lake of Tears.
By the end of the third day, it was all they could do to persuade him to rest for the night. Leif would long remember what happened the next morning. They rose as dawn broke and left the cottage where they had taken shelter. Almost running, Manus led them across an open field and plunged into a patch of scrubby bushes beyond. There was a small, deep pool there, fed by a little stream that bubbled down from some gentle hills. Manus moved up the stream, sometimes splashing through the water, sometimes trotting along the bank. They followed, keeping up with difficulty, trying to keep his bobbing red topknot in sight when he drew ahead. He did not speak a word. All of them could feel his tension as he neared the place he had missed for so long. But when at last they reached a waterfall that cascaded in a fine veil from a sheet of rock, he stopped. He turned and waited for them, his small face completely without expression. But even when they reached him, he did not move. "We have arrived," thought Leif. "But Manus is afraid to go the last step. He is afraid of what he will find." The silence grew long. Finally, Jasmine spoke. "It is best to know," she said quietly. Manus stared at her for a moment. Then abruptly he turned and plunged through the waterfall. One by one, the three companions went after him, shivering as icy water drenched them. There was darkness beyond. First the darkness of a cave, and then the greater darkness of a tunnel. And finally there was a soft glow in the distance that grew brighter and brighter as they moved towards it. Then they were climbing through an opening on the other side of the hill, blinking in the sunlight. A pebbled path ran down from the opening to a beautiful village of small round houses, workshops and halls, all simply but craftily made of curved baked earth bricks. The buildings surrounded a square paved with large flat stones. In the centre of the square a fountain splashed, its clear running water sparkling in the sunlight. But there were no lights in the houses. Spiders had spun thick webs over the windows. The doors hung open, creaking as they swung to and fro in the gentle breeze. And there was no other movement. None at all.